listening to Capital Radio. This is Brian Rust welcoming you to another Mardi Gras, our carnival of the best in vintage popular music and all that jazz. Happy listening. A little while ago, I was talking to a Harley Street surgeon who told me that as a student in Cambridge in the 1920s, he used to take a portable gramophone in a punt on the river and enjoy records of the latest jazz imported from America. Any he didn't like, he would skim across the water and watch them sink. Oh, dear. Do you think it would be very expensive to have a frogman go down and take a look? Well, perhaps not. Anyway, I got thinking. There have been any number of jazz and pop songs related to the medical profession, enough to make a program, so here it is. My friend as a student, of course, was familiar with the basic facts of human anatomy from the start, though I doubt if a course in the subject had ever been so neatly summed up as this, or as hilariously.
Ezekiel cried, trombone.
Ezekiel cried,
trombone.
Ezekiel cried,
trombone. Now hear the words of the Lord. Ezekiel connected them. Trombones, Ezekiel connected them. Trombones, Ezekiel connected them. Trombones, now hear the word of the Lord. When your toe bone connected to your foot bone connected to your heel bone connected to your ankle bone connected to your leg bone connected to your knee bone connected to your thigh bone connected to your hip bone connected to your backbone connected to your shoulder bone connected to your neck bone connected to your head bone. Now hear the word of the Lord. Them bones gonna walk around. Them bones gonna. Them bones gonna walk around. Now hear the word of the Lord. Disconnect them, and our bones disconnect them, and our bones disconnect them, and our bones. Now hear the word of the Lord. When your head bone connected from your neck bone connected from your shoulder bone connected from your backbone connected from your hip bone connected from your thigh bone connected from your knee bone connected from your leg bone connected from your ankle bone connected from your heel bone connected from your foot bone connected from your. Now hear the word of the Lord. Them bones, a rat bone. Now hear the word of the Lord.
Fred Waring's Glee Club, Dry Bones. Not all Negro songs dealing with things medical are as lively or as light-hearted as that, though. After all, there was this famous saga of the gambler who paid a last sad visit to St. James Infirmary, recounted now by Frank Marvin with King Oliver and his orchestra, featuring the great master of the growl mute, Bubba Miley.
Find a sweet man like me. When I die, I want you to dress me in straight lace shoes, box back coat and Stetson hat. Put a $20 gold piece on my watch chain so know the boys will know I died standing pat.
King Oliver and his orchestra, St. James Infirmary, with Bubba Miley at his best. That's a rather urban, if not exactly urbane, look at hospital life or death. And here's a very different angle provided by the Memphis Jug Band, with Hattie Hart as the patient imploring the ambulance man, played by Will Shade, to be careful when handling her. Ambulance Man by Hattie Hart and Will Shade with the Memphis Jug Band. It isn't the only number about the relationship between a patient and a member of the hospital staff, though. In 1933, Cole Porter wrote The Physician for Gertrude Lawrence, a glorious bit of satire that keeps sounding as if it's going to be very, very rude.
Every part of me, and yet not me as a whole. By my esophagus he was ravished, enthusiastic to a degree. He said 'twas just enormous, my appendix vermiformis, but he never said he loved me. He said my cerebellum was brilliant and my cerebrum far from NG. I know he thought a lot of my medulla oblongata, but he never said he loved me. He said my maxillaries were marvels and found my sternum stunning to see. He did a double hurdle when I shook my pelvic girdle, but he never said he loved me. He seemed amused when he first made a test of me to further his medical art. Yet he refused when he fixed up the rest of me to cure that ache in my heart. I know he thought my pancreas perfect, and for my spleen was keen as could be. He said of all his sweeties, I'd the sweetest diabetes, but he never said he loved me.
Gertrude Lawrence singing The Physician from Cole Porter's show Nymph Errant. I played you the famous Jelly Roll Morton record of King Oliver's Dr. Jazz, which I can recommend as a cure for most varieties of the ailment known as blues, but Louis Russell and his orchestra offers an introduction to Dr. Blues himself.
Thank you.
Dr. Blues by Louis Russell and his orchestra. In his film Is Everybody Happy, Ted Lewis claimed to be the medicine man for the blues, but though he recorded his qualifications, Johnny Marvin has a much more interesting support to his version from Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra.
Medicine man for the blue. I'll make each trouble and care seem like a bubble of air. With my old clarinet, what results I can get? There's been no trouble yet I can't lose. Just trust the medicine man for the blue. When you're downhearted, I bring a smile. When life makes you sick, my music can make life seem worthwhile. I don't bring any pills for your fever and chills, but with musical thrills I amuse. I'm called a medicine man for the blues.
Johnny Marvin with Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra, including the great Inseparables, Mike Mozziello on trumpet, and Andy Sinella on clarinet and alto sax. Joe Saunders, pianist and co-leader of the Coon Saunders Orchestra back in the 20s, wrote two numbers that, from their titles, suggested he was something of a hypochondriac. Both were recorded by his band, but tonight I'm going to play other versions of them, starting with High Fever, played appropriately enough by Doc Cook and his Dreamland Orchestra of Chicago, with Freddie Keppard on cornet. How about that break near the end? So that's where they got the idea for In the Mood from. And Jimmy Noon on clarinet.
Thank you.
High Fever by Doc Cook and his Dreamland Orchestra. The other Joe Saunders number is described on the label as an erratic blues, and as the title is Brainstorm, perhaps it's not surprising. Here it's played by DeBroy Summers Band, recorded in a public hall, so the label says. It was the Wigmore Hall, in fact. And the very rich-toned trumpet soloist is Jimmy Warnell. Brainstorm by DeBroy Summers Band with Jimmy Warnell, an old soldier of the First World War, still alive and well in Sussex. Oh yes, there were songs about soldiers of that grim time who were hospital cases. Notably this one, I Don't Want to Get Well, made in 1918 by Joe Wilbur and the Savoy Quartet.
I just received an answer to a letter that I wrote from a pal who marched away. He was wounded in the trenches somewhere in France, and I worried about him night and day. Are you getting well was what I wrote. Now this is what he answered in his note. I don't want to get well, I don't want to get well. I'm in love with the beautiful nurse. Early every morning, night and noon, the sweetest little girlie comes and feeds me with a spoon. I don't want to get well, I don't want to get well. I'm glad they shot me on the firing line. Fine, the doctors say I'm in a bad condition, but oh, 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 I've got so much ambition. I don't want to get well, I don't want to get well. I'm having a wonderful
kids. Well, that's one way of putting up with the misfortunes of war. And in the Second World War, there was Nursey, of course. Now we're going to have a break and stand by for Florence Nightingale.
Oh, good morning to you, sir.
I wouldn't say that. Just listen to it.
On holiday, are you?
Yes, from London, actually.
Well, don't worry. It'll be dry when it stops raining.
What?
What can I be getting you?
A bottle of Punty Mares, please.
Now, that's the dark, bitter, sweet drink, isn't it?
Yes.
Ah, yes. And you serve it ice cold,
yes,
with a slice of orange.
Yes, that's right.
And would I be right in thinking you mix it with tonic,
yes,
or soda, yes, or even lemonade?
Yes. Look, do you...
And does it not come in a bottle so high, with the name and a sort of a banner across the front?
Yes.
No. Sorry, sir. We don't sell it.
As yet, few places outside London have beautifully bittersweet Punty Mares.
You're the second person this year who's asked for it.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, sir. Can I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for a colour television. What about this one?
Ah, the Sony Trinitron 1810.
Now, does it give a nice fuzzy picture and break down a lot?
No, no. The Trinitron system means a very sharp and reliable.
Ah, well, are the colours muddy and nasty?
No, sir. They're very bright. It's a feature.
It's for my wife, you see.
Oh. Doesn't she like television?
Oh, yes, yes, but I don't like her.
Ah, well, now this little Ruritanian set's a real shocker.
Ah, really? I like the look of this Sony Trinitron, you know.
Oh.
Yes. Yes, I'll take it.
But I must warn you, it's not really right for you.
I know, but it's all right. I'll smash it up a bit. Do you sell mallets?
See the whole range of Sony Trinitron colour televisions at your local Sony dealer or at the Sony showroom, 134 Regent Street.
Here we are, back again on Mardi Gras. And the next record I'm going to play strikes a slightly more serious note. It's the voice of the woman who, 120 years ago, earned the deepest gratitude of the warriors of the Crimean campaign, and who remembered them long afterwards at the age of 70. Florence Nightingale.
When I am no longer even a memory, just a name, I hope my voice may perpetuate the great work of my life. God bless my dear old comrades of Balaclava and bring them safe to shore. Florence Nightingale.
One of the earliest examples of recorded sound still in existence, Florence Nightingale's own voice, recorded 85 years ago. Coming forward to what seemed like modern times, only a mere half century ago, one of the objections the medical profession, and others, had against the Charleston was that the spasmodic kicking out sideways could and did injure anyone dancing too near. But a number called Breaking the Leg seems harmless enough. It was written by Turner Layton of Layton and Johnston, and this one is played by Warner's Seven Aces of Atlanta, Georgia.
Thank you.
Warner Seven Aces breaking the leg. I don't think anyone ever actually got put into traction as a result of getting too near an exuberant Charleston dancer, though doubtless there were some bruises and minor abrasions that called for treatment. The title of the next one might be almost what you could read in the label of the prescription, Shake That Thing, though as Ethel Waters sings it, it obviously refers to the disease, not to the remedy. Jack, it just shows you should never exceed the stated dose. There's nothing medical about the next one, though, which is also called Porter Number, sung by Al Boley with Ray Noble and his American Orchestra in 1936, though the title looks like something to do with acupuncture.
My skin, I've got you deep in the heart of me. So deep in my heart, you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I try so not to give in. I say to myself this affair never will go so well. But why should I try to resist? Darling, I know so well. I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything come what might for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. But each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin.
I've Got You Under My Skin by Al Boley with Ray Noble's Orchestra in New York in 1936. There have been songs about remedies that would make Hippocrates and Garland writhe in agony. Well, some of them make us do that, don't they? And in the jazz world, there's never been any number of tunes with titles suggesting voodoo witchcraft, a thing that even now is regarded in parts of America as an effective substitute for medicine. Here's one by Tiny Parham and his musicians called simply Voodoo. Voodoo by Tiny Parham and his musicians, with a graceful bow in the direction of Edward Grieger, notice at the end there, in 1929. I think, though, that the most sensible advice in song to those suffering from depression was given by Irving Berlin in 1928 in a cheerful little tonic called Sunshine. Paul Whiteman and his orchestra play it, and Bing Crosby, who starred in a film 10 years later called Dr. Rhythm, sings it.
Cobwebs in your head, you're getting rusty, so you say, you're feeling bad, and everything looks red and sad. You're getting worried, yes indeed, I know exactly what you need. A little sunshine will make you feel okay. Now look here, give the blues a change, find a sunny place, go and paint your face. Sunshine, pay your doctor bill, throw away his pill. You can cure your ill with sunshine.
Why don't you take your teardrops one by one before it gets too late? Hang them up out in the sun and they'll evaporate.
When the troubles start pounding at your heart, rub the injured part with sunshine.
With sunshine.
Thank you, Dr. Crosby. Bing himself singing Sunshine with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra. That's the sort of performance that really makes you feel better, doesn't it? And when all's said and done, the best cure-all is a cheerful philosophy, as expressed in this one, When You're Smiling, played now by Dr. Jazz himself, King Oliver and his orchestra.
Bye.
But when you're crying, you bring on the rain. So stop your sighing, be happy again. Keep on smiling, 'cause when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you.
Nice philosophy, When You're Smiling, by King Oliver and his orchestra. And to end with, a song for those of us who have been bitten by the love bug and thus don't need doctors or nurses or pills or tonics or whatever. Again prescribed by Dr. Crosby, this time with Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians. Young and Healthy.
Charms. It would really be a sin not to have you in my arms. I'm young and healthy, and so are you. When the moon is in the sky, tell me, what am I to do? If I could hate you, I'd keep away. But that ain't my nature. I'm full of vitamin A, say. I'm young and healthy, so let's be bold. In a year or two or three, maybe we will be too old. That ain't my nature. Looks like I'm full of that vitamin A. I want to say I'm young and healthy, so let's be bold. In a year or two or three, maybe we will be too old.
Ah, yes, the joyous optimism of the early 30s, the perfect antidote to the depression of those days. Bing Crosby and Guy Lombardo's Royal Canadians, young and healthy. Well, I hope you feel a little better for that course of treatment. Keep smiling, keep listening, and come and see me again next Sunday at 10 and I'll book the appointment. Till then, this is Brian Rust saying good night from Mardi Gras, our carnival for best in vintage popular music and all that jazz.
Thank you.